Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Today, here on 100 Yards of Football, it's an NCAA game preview, week one. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got Utah coming to the Swamp as a day for Billy Napier's debut is coming fast here down in the Swamp of Gainesville. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a barn burner. As in the past, Napier, again, taking over the Swamp. The Gators looking to bounce back after a respectable bowl game. But first, ladies and gentlemen, the Utes are fresh off a Rose Bowl berth and the best season they've had under Kyle Whittingham. But can they take advantage of the Gators after a huge home game that is expected to be a barn burner? Vincent Turner dissects it right here on 100 Yards of Football to tell us what will happen when the Utah Utes come down to the Swamp to take on the Billy Napier-led Florida Gators.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm surely, surely thankful and appreciative here on 100 Yards of Football. Special thanks to my producer, Logan Landis, for making it happen this morning. And thank you for that great introduction from my man, Mr. Bog Bass. College football game preview. The Utah Utes taking on the Florida Gators. I'm Vincent Turner. So when you talk about this college football game, it's going to open up Labor Day weekend. So all I know is that the Utah Utes came in ranked number 7 yesterday in the AP poll. And they came off their best season last year. And you look at their head coach, Kyle Whittingham, he's won 44-70 over his 17 years as the head coach of Utah. And I'm going to tell you about the Utes. They are still the best team in the Pac-12. And they had an outstanding season last year as winning the Pac-12 South, beating Oregon twice, then going to the Rose Bowl and playing toe-to-toe with the Ohio State Buckeyes. But when you look at the Utes, this is a big football game because, number one, the Utes are ranked in the top 10. Number two, it's good for the conference. And number three, why is so much important for the Utes going this football game? Because they're supposed to beat a down Florida team. And if they win this football game, as we think and throughout the country, then they can become a big-time player in the college football playoffs. But let's talk about them briefly here. When you look at the Utes, it starts with their head coach, Kyle Whittingham. Let me tell you something about Mr. Whittingham. He's a music savant. His favorite band is the Rolling Stones. So he kind of mentioned last week that when the Utes come into Gainesville and they haven't played Florida since they played Florida in 1977, and that Florida team had Wes Chandler, Chris Collinsworth, Terry LeCount, Tony Green, he said, hey, the Utes are coming, and they're going to be like the Rolling Stones. I'm going to the go-go, baby. So when the Utes step on the field in the Swamp, they're going to the go-go. And they got a very good football team because they returned 13 starters. And when you look at a good football team, you got to look at they have a very good quarterback. Cameron Rising, the transfer from Texas, took over last year in the fourth game of the year. Utah went 9-2 and won the and played in the Rose Bowl. Last year, the young man threw for 2,400 yards, 20 touchdowns and 5 INTs. And he was the guy that stabilized offense. Then they bring back a very steady running back that spawned the NFL. He's got NFL talent. Tavon Thomas had over 1,100 yards last year. First team all Pac-12, 21 touchdowns. Then they got a freshman coming in that ironically they beat out Florida. They get him in Jalen Glover out of Lakeland, Florida, Lake Gibson High School, 2,700 yards. So the Utes are pretty stout coming into this game offensively. And one thing about the Utes, you know they're going to be very good on the offensive line. They got two NFL prospects, Jerrion Hump, Brandon Daniels. So the Utes are going to run the football, and they're going to have a very good offense that's going to score points defensively. If there's one thing about the Utes, they're well-coached. And under Kyle Whittingham, they always had a stable defense, and they've had very good linebackers. The key out there, and what everybody's saying, can they replace Devin Lloyd at the linebacker position? But they're bringing in a transfer. Help is on the way. Muhammad Dabin. And guess where he played at last year? He played at the University of Florida. So his first game as a transfer, he's going back to the swamp and playing against his old team, the Florida Gators. 170 career tackles, played in 37 games when he was there with the Gators. Then when you look at their youth, they've always been very stable on the defensive line. They got a new defensive line coach that's going to make them much better. He played with the youth. He was an All-American first-round draft choice in Detroit. Now, Luther Ellis has came home. He's came home to get that knowledge. So Utah's going to be very stout on the defensive line. They got a transfer by the name of Gabe Reed that's coming over from Stanford. But what are Utes are going to be really strong in the secondary. They got two guys that's going to play at the next level in the NFL. Clark Phillips III as a former five-star NFL talent is going to play the strong side boundary corner. And then they got Tavares Broughton that got hurt last year. He's healthy now. He's another NFL talent. And if you know anything about the Utes from a defensive side of the ball, remember this. They have produced great safeties. Eric Weddle, well, they got three of them. Clayton Isabel comes from Illinois State. He's a two-time FCS All-American. They got my man, Mr. R.J. Herbert. He's the next great Utah safety. And then they got Cole Phillips. This is a well-coached football team in Utah. And they got a lot to prove coming down the swamp. And let me tell you this. Kyle Whittingham, this is his best football team because he's returning 13 starters. Their team is going to be recognized on the college football playoff level. Want to be part of them four teams going into 2023 and playing for a national championship. Make no bones about it. And they're representing the Pac-12 conference. This is a huge game for them. Now, over to the Florida Gators as I break them down. You know, when you talk about football in Florida, it don't supposed to be happening like this. Last year, Dan Mullen, the Gators ended up losing 5 games. They fired Mullen. They've had a lot of coaches since Urban Meyer has left the house. So the Gators, they bring in, I think, the most qualified candidate in Billy Napier. What more can you say about Coach Napier? He got his early coaching career and got a really good lesson from two of the best in the game. The two winningest coaches since 2010 and Dabo Sweeney when he was assistant at Clemson and then with Nick Saban when Alabama started ascending from 2011, then 2013 and 2016. What I like about Coach Napier, number one, he was born in Cookeville, Tennessee, baby. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. He comes from a town that's produced 3 great college coaches. One of them is Mack Brown, his brother Watson Brown, and Jim Carlin, who used to be the head coach at South Carolina. And then another great athlete that was born in Cookeville, Tennessee, my man J.J. Redick. So you see, Mr. Napier is coming from a situation that's very, very royalty, and it's got some good, strong athletic people that's in that town of Cookeville with Tennessee Tech. But make no bones, this is a good football coach. Look what he did down in Louisiana. Built them into a top 25 program. And he waited till the right job came along. Now he's taking the Gators. The one thing about Napier, when you look at Florida, offensively over the years, they've been a team that's ran the wild split under Tim Tebow throwing the ball, Steve Spurrier throwing the ball. Then you look at Dan Mullen last year with Emory Jones. My man, I can't get, I miss his name, that's with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now. Florida, offensively, is always half eyelash when they're going to be throwing the football all over the field. But one thing about Coach Napier, he's a guy that's old school. He's going to play ugly football. He's going to run the football. And the key to the Florida Gators this year is very simple. Can Coach Napier coach up, I think, the best player on the team? It starts at the quarterback position, Anthony Richardson. A guy that I consider Michael Vick at 6'4", 237. Last year was often hurt, played in some games, really struggled in the Georgia game. But think about this. Here's a guy last year that had eight explosive plays over 20 yards. He had two touchdowns that he took 80 yards. They say in the spring, he's really improved his accuracy. If Florida is going to be decent on the offensive side of football, Anthony Richardson has to stay healthy, and he's got to be the Michael Vick was when he first came in college football, when he stepped on the scene with Virginia Tech. Anthony Richardson's got to have that kind of year. Then you look at the Gators. The one thing that's really amazed me about Florida over the years, they've not had a good running back since the days of Emmitt Smith and Fred Taylor. Well, you know what Coach Napier did? When he took the job in Florida, he bring in a guy that ran for 838 yards for him when he was the coach of Louisiana, Mr. Martell Johnson. He's going to be a guy that's going to really solidify that running game for Florida. And then another thing about Florida offensively, looking at the great receivers they had back in the day, Ack Hillian, Redell Anthony, Chris Dorn, Chris Collinsworth, Wes Chandler. Where has the production gone here recently? Kadarius Toney and Kyle Pitts 2 years ago. Justin Shorter, man, you've underachieved. It's time to step up. Brother, time to step up. No question about it. Great talent when you transfer to Penn State. You got to be that factor in the passing game. Then the one thing I feel good about Florida, they struggled so much, Mike Lash in the offensive line. Well, they're bringing over a guy named Osiris Torrance, who was all Sun Belt the last 2 years. He's coming in as another highly rated transfer from Louisiana. And what I heard from spring practice, he's a guy that's taken real well to the SEC, and he's going to be first team all SEC when the season's all said and done. Defensively, this is where the Gators, not only offensive, but the Gators have got to raise their game up if they're going to have a decent season under Coach Napier in his first year. On the defensive side, they got an NFL talent in Evan Dexter. It's time to take it to the next level. You're a junior now. Then you're looking at Brendan Cox, Stockbridge, Georgia's finest. Was going to be a player at Georgia. It didn't work out. He came out of Florida. He's got 17 career sacks. I really like that young man right there. I think he's going to be a guy that when it's all said and done, he's going to be one of the best defensive players that came through the state of Florida. Then you're looking at the defensive linebacker position. Vettel Miller brings a lot of experience there. A 6 year senior. A guy like a twin in 2020 had over 113 tackles. Amari Burney is another linebacker that's going to bring a lot of experience there. Then you're looking in the secondary. Trey Dean III. It's got to be a player there for Florida this year. A 5th year senior out of Dutchtown, Georgia. Former teammate of Will Henderson. It's time to step up, Gator. And then Kareem Wilson, a guy that Florida beat out Georgia in the recruiting process, another 5-star. And much more I like about Coach Napier, this is a process where everybody's saying Florida's down, but don't make no bones. And everybody's saying Florida got the 4th best roster in the SEC East. I'm not buying it. That's still a football team that's got a lot of talent. And they got a coach now that's came detail, that's handling everybody accountable. Big first game coming out of the box. And then you heard anything about this football game is that you're not hearing Billy Napier saying, woe's me, I wish I would have got a cupcake. They're playing an 8th-ranked team in the country, baby. And Billy Napier was saying, bring it on. This is a guy that I think is going to get this thing turned around in Florida. And I think when it's all said and done, I think the Gators are going to make a huge statement in the first game of the year against Utah. My prediction, I think, is going to be a nail biter, like Mark Bass said. They got, from the understanding, Utah's a 12-point favorite. But I think this is going to be a very close football game, 24-21. And I think Florida's going to surprise the people, but I think Utah's going to squeeze by because I think they got the more experienced team, and I think they have a lot more to prove. But make no bones, the Gator Nation is going to turn around under Billy Napier. So my final prediction, as you just heard me, I'm taking Utah in a very close football game, 24-21.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate hearing the Yards football. And I'm going to say it one more time. Cal Winningham and the Utes are coming to the Swamp. The first time since 1977, Cal Winningham, as his favorite group, the Rolling Stones, they're coming to the Go-Go, baby. They're bringing the Go-Go. And Mr. Billy Napier, it's your time to put the Gator Nation back on the map. Alligator Woman, cameo, Billy Napier, it's college football at its highest level. The Utes and the Gators. Thank you, and God bless.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.